Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot less drama. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're just along for a wild ride, tossed around by every wave of happiness, sadness, anger, or whatever else comes crashing in. You know that feeling when you're completely overwhelmed by a big emotion, making decisions based purely on how you feel in the moment? Well, let me tell you, we've all been there. But here's the cool part: understanding your emotions is like gaining a superpower. It's the key to unlocking emotional mastery, becoming the captain of your own ship instead of just a passenger. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of your emotions, exploring how they work, why they matter, and most importantly, how you can use them to your advantage. Get ready for some real talk, actionable insights, and a healthy dose of humor, because let's be honest, life is way more fun when we don't take ourselves too seriously. First things first, understanding your emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. That's like trying to ignore a screaming toddler, it's just not going to work. It's about becoming aware of what you're feeling, recognizing the triggers that set those emotions off, and learning how to respond in a healthy and constructive way. Think of it as emotional intelligence training for your everyday life. Number one takeaway: acknowledge your feelings. No judgment, no shame, just pure acceptance. Ever feel that wave of anger when someone cuts you off in traffic? Don't bottle it up or pretend it didn't happen. Say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling angry right now because someone cut me off. Simply acknowledging it takes a lot of the power away from that emotion. Second, identify your triggers. We all have them, those specific situations or people that tend to set us off. Maybe it's public speaking, crowded spaces, or even certain conversations. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Think about it like this. Knowing your weakness in a video game lets you prepare and strategize. Number 3. Learn to express your emotions effectively. Bottling things up is never the answer. It's like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. Find healthy ways to express your feelings, whether it's talking to a trusted friend or family member, journaling, exercising, or engaging in creative activities. Remember, communication is key. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes or have a tough day. We all have moments of weakness, that's perfectly normal. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some understanding and support. You deserve it. And finally, number 5. Remember that emotional mastery is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but with consistent effort and self-awareness, you can gradually gain more control over your emotions and live a more fulfilling life. Think about that time when you were really stressed out, maybe before a big presentation or during a hectic week at work. How did you react? Did you lash out at someone, withdraw completely, or find healthy ways to cope with the pressure? I bet there are moments where you handled it like a pro and others where you could have used a little more emotional intelligence. The key takeaway here is that understanding your emotions isn't about being perfect. It's about learning from your experiences and making conscious choices about how you respond to challenges. It's about becoming the architect of your own emotional well-being, one mindful moment at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Take charge of your emotions today. Start by paying attention to how you feel throughout the day. Jot down those triggers and responses in a journal. Talk to a friend about what's going on, or simply take a few deep breaths when you start feeling overwhelmed. Remember, every small step counts towards emotional mastery. And as always, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the message of emotional awareness together. Until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.